Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes today. Appreciate them for having us here. 1 week away from the NFL draft. What will the Titans do at number seven? I'm sure we will break that down over and over again until they finally do it. And then we'll break down what they actually did over and over again.
Oh,
but that's how it goes. We are talking about that today and got the playoffs going. Our question of the day is blowing up the text line, so we'll continue to get to that. The basically best athletic family, it can be any sport,
yep.
Pro, college, whatever, however you want to take it. 615-737-1025. Okay. I looked at I do enjoy looking at mock drafts. I know you don't, but I always find it interesting when somebody attempts to do the entire draft, all 257 picks. Dane Brugler of The Athletic did that. I believe he was on the morning show earlier this week as well on Robbie and Rex Road. But he went through all seven rounds, and so I'm like, okay, let's see what he did for the Titans. Now, keep in mind, Titans do not have a third-round pick. Going through this mock, he does not have a trade for them where they move into the third round. So first round, obviously, he has the quarterbacks, Caleb Williams going to Chicago, Jaden Daniels to Washington, Drake May, third overall to New England. Minnesota trades up to four with Arizona to select J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
So he's got four quarterbacks off the board with the first four picks. Arizona then trades with the Chargers to move back to fifth, where they select Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver out of Ohio State. The Giants at pick six take Malik Nabers, and then the Titans at seven select Joel.
Good.
Offensive tackle. Very good.
Good. Thank you. Who's this guy named? Dame what?
Dane Brugler.
Dane Brugler. Thank you for getting Joe Walt so we don't have to sit there and decipher, trade back and trade down. Just take him and be done with it.
This is what he says. For the sake of being different, I could throw another name in here, but why go away from what makes sense? Alt fills a clear hole, and along with 2023 first-round left guard Peter Skoronski, would give the Titans one of the more promising left sides of an offensive line in the league.
Love it. Love it. Like, it's great. And this whole Brock Bowers talk, as a coach friend of mine said yesterday, if they draft Brock Bowers, go ahead and put him at left tackle. Because
right.
You're going to need a left. I mean, you're going to need a left. Right. I don't know why we're debating this about offensive line. I don't know why we're doing this.
What's funny is, so there's been really six players that have been linked to the Titans at seven. And what's interesting is Nabers goes – the pick before at six, Titans select Alt. The Falcons at eight, according to Brugler, take Dallas Turner, who's one that has been linked mm-hmm. to the Titans, the edge out of Alabama. Nine, Roma Dunze goes to Chicago. And then Brock Bowers at number 10 to the Jets.
Well, that'd be not good.
Now, look, him and Rodgers for a year or two, that could be an interesting little combination.
That's great. But the Tennessee Titans need a left tackle.
Yeah.
That's to stop doing all this stuff. They don't need a Dallas Turner. They don't need a Malik Nabers. I'm going to argue the receiver thing. There's only one football to go around.
Sure.
Get your left tackle. You got your guard. You got your center. That left side line's solid. You're
right.
Good.
And then you can maybe tweak the right side too.
Yeah.
Because I think Jared made a good point yesterday that I think there's going to be a few tackles that are still free agents that – are probably going to sign after the draft. And the Titans are probably going to be in on one of those guys that you
Fine.
Can put on the right side.
Put on the right side, and you'll be done and go from there. I just – this whole thing about, to get a receiver in here. No, don't. And this whole thing about, Hopkins being – he's 31. I mean, didn't Tom Brady – didn't haven't we
yeah,
just
right.
done this stuff the age-wise? I mean, Jerry Rice was great until he was 30. Stop saying because you're 31, you're not as good as a 24. I will take a seasoned 31-year-old DeAndre Hopkins over any receiver in this draft for the next 5 years. Any of them.
I don't know if I'm going to go next 5 years, but.
Next 5 years. Right now, give me Hopkins.
Yeah, look, I'm with you on Hopkins, but I still think at some point in the draft you need to draft a receiver.
Not in the first three picks.
No, that's fine. But, I mean, if you get a third rounder, that's where I would do it. If they can figure out how to get into the third round, that's where I take the receiver.
receiver is not a critical need of this football team right now. It's not. It's not.
You say that. You say that. Okay. I don't – look, you are basically basing this on, and I'm 100% with you on Hopkins, all right? Hopkins is great.
Yep.
Okay. You've signed Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. There's your 1-2. Now you're banking on Burks doing something, which I'm not ready to do.
I'm not even bringing his name up. I forgot he's on the team.
Right. Okay, well, then if you forget he's on the team, do you think NWI, Nick Westbrook-Akin, is the third?
Why does everybody hate on him? He catches
Look,
the ball.
I like him, but he's not – to me, he's not a three. He's a role player.
All right, I'll take it.
So I still want one of these young receivers.
How many teams utilize that third receiver? I mean, maybe four or five teams, maybe eight.
I mean,
maybe
Cincinnati did. They passed it around with, obviously, Chase and Higgins.
You named one out of 32 teams. Okay. I'm just saying, it's the third receiver. Yeah, it's great to have, but it's not the crucial, critical part what this football team needs.
Understand.
Get the tackle. See, they're trying to come between us.
I know.
That's what these draft mock guys, they're trying to come between
Make
you and
Chase
me.
And Big Joe yell at each other.
Yeah, they're trying to do that. Will you be disappointed if they take Joe off? Will you be disappointed?
No.
Chase McKay be disappointed?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, that's the pick.
All right.
That should be the pick.
Good.
He has the Raiders picking at 29 with a trade with Detroit and selecting Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington.
See, I think, and listen to Pierce and reading it, I think to me the Raiders are the X factor. I think they could go all in and move all the way up and do what Ditka did in 99 with Ricky Williams. Give everything for one player as they try to get a quarterback. They're the ones. Because I think Mark Davis wants to make a splash. I think Pierce is, that team loves Antonio Pierce as head coach.
Yep.
I think they're trying to make some big splash.
So we move into the second round in Dane Brugler's mock draft. He has it 38, the Tennessee Titans selecting Marshawn. There it is. Marshawn Nealon, edge rusher out of Western Michigan.
No.
I don't know.
No. Let's stop with these guys where they just, the Western Michigan guys. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. I know that. But, no, man, give me a guy who plays every Saturday against top-level competition. We did this with John Robinson. He tried to be cute and draft all these guys at lower levels. How'd that work out for him? Not well.
I'll tell you who I want at 38 if he's there. And according to this, he would be. Darius Robinson. Defensive lineman from Missouri. That's a big boy. Could put him next to Simmons and help Simmons replace Autry.
Okay.
That's what I would do that. If you're not going to go, because there's some receivers that are kind of hovering around that area. There's some tackles. I mean, you could hypothetically at 38 go ahead and get your right tackle of the future. You could do left tackle at 7 with Alt and then get right tackle at 38, and then you're done. You're done. The offensive line –
Now this tackle they got from the Brown, Leroy Watson, is he any good?
I don't think so. I think he's more of a
Callahan knows him.
There's obviously a reason that Bill wanted him, but I think he's a depth piece.
Okay.
He might be the swing tackle. Some notables out of round number two in Dane Brugler's mock draft. Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver out of Georgia, is the first pick in that draft to the Panthers in that round, I should say.
Poor guy.
Got a couple of offensive tackles that go. Keon Coleman, the wide receiver out of Florida State, to the Chargers right before the Titans pick. And then a run on corners. Darius Robinson, who I just mentioned, he has going 41 overall to the Packers, who will get that pick from the Jets. Excuse me. Sorry. And then a couple of receivers. Xavier Worthy from Texas goes to the Saints. Ricky Pearsall from Florida, I really like him, goes to the Colts. Troy Franklin, the wide receiver out of Oregon, goes to the Jags. So a couple of those.
Who's he got? Titans fourth. Give me Titans fourth rounder. Yeah. He's going to tip.
I will.
Because right now they don't. For those that don't, they don't have a third rounder.
Correct.
They got first, second. Yeah. Who they have the fourth?
And real quick, he had Bo Nix going 52nd overall to the Rams. Fourth round, which is where the Titans will pick next, at pick 106. I don't think I like this pick. Cam Hart, cornerback out of Notre Dame.
Why?
I don't think they need to take a corner there. I mean, I know that's the fourth round, but you never have too many corners, just like you never have too many wide receivers. But to me, I'm – doing, I don't know. I'm probably going edge or D-line or something there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they've got the two good corners there already signed. And I'm with you on that one.
He has the Giants getting Michael Pratt, the quarterback out of Tulane, at pick 107. So is that the answer for Daniel Jones?
It might be. I don't know. Who's he got? It finishes off. Fifth round, Titans.
In the fifth round, the Titans had traded with the Panthers, 142. So at 146, a pick they got from Minnesota, they take wide receiver Jacob Cowing from Arizona. I like him. I've looked at him. I like him, but, you know, it's fifth round pick, so who knows.
What's sixth round? Finish it off. Finish strong.
The sixth round, Joe is so excited. Pick 182, Jaheim Bell, tight end from Florida State.
Oh, okay. Jaheim, I've watched him. He's really good. All right. So here's the deal. This thing, if I would have done this by like the fourth round, I'm just throwing guys out just to finish.
You just,
Teacher needs it by 11. I'm just throwing names out there.
You're just like, C. 242 in the seventh round, Ladarius Henderson, a guard from Michigan. And 252, Darius Mwasa, linebacker from UCLA.
Oh, they finished strong. Okay, that's good. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I mean, that's just – God bless. Who's this guy again? Dane Brugler?
Yeah.
God bless him for putting all that together because that's a lot. What if he hit on every single one of them? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Then give me your lottery numbers.
Right. That'd be the best. Do all that. Again, I think the Raiders are a big factor in this. Of course, the Vikings are with all their love for J.J. McCarthy. And then Jim Harbaugh. I mean, he's the one that's thrown the wrench. He started all this.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy in mid-January was not talked about like he is now.
Right.
And then Harbaugh's done all this. And Harbaugh could still take all at five and just throw a kink in everything.
He also has pick 197, which is the sixth round. The Atlanta Falcons select quarterback Joe Milton III.
I dig it.
Out of Tennessee.
I've become his biggest fan now, man. I want to see him on an NFL team.
I want to see him get drafted.
Report last night you had somebody move to a tight end? Stop it.
Yeah, I feel like ever since Tebow, that's always the argument. Like if a guy that doesn't translate
right
to the NFL as a quarterback, it's like, make him a tight end.
Yeah.
Which Tebow probably should have done, but, you know, whatever.
God, why didn't he do that?
I don't know. That's a great question. That's one of those what ifs. Like what if he had changed to a tight end or H-back or something like that.
I mean, you couldn't stop him running the football in Florida. I mean, it was amazing. But you know what? He's happy and he's whatever. He's making a positive impact on the world. But I like to see Milton land somewhere.
615-737-1025. Let's say hello to Sean Henry, who has chimed in on our conversation. I have a feeling I know where this is going. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Riveting stuff. I can't tell you how much I enjoy you guys reading someone else's fantasy draft. And I was into it until you picked on the Giants. Do not tell me the Giants are taking someone from Tulane at the quarterback position. You know, I love Phil Simms, but we found one diamond in the rough at a bad quarterback school, and now we draft Duke quarterback. Now Tulane, just stop it. I drove off the road. You made me cry. Go back and talk about offensive linemen, centers, ugh, great
stuff. So you don't like Michael Pratt?
Really, I'm not saying I like him or I hate him, but I'm tired of the Giants drafting quarterbacks to try to rekindle the Phil Simms spirit. And I love Phil Simms. Everyone knows that.
Sure.
No, right. So you mean to tell me, Sean, when your team drafted Dave Brown, you weren't happy?
You know, a great trivia question is the New York Giants were the only team in the NFL to grab two new quarterbacks at number one. Not one. But two, and look at where we're sitting right now. What could be better, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, again, when is the draft? Because I can't wait for you to grade your own mock draft.
It's a week from today.
I don't know what I'm going to do in the morning without the mock draft. So hopefully, the draft's not until June.
Look, it's a Sean. It's a week from today. The Predators will be sitting up 2-0 on Vancouver, getting ready to come back to Nashville.
Wait, the Predators are in the playoffs?
They sure are.
I didn't know.
I think you knew that.
But I do know who we're drafting with our seventh pick for the San Francisco 49ers. So, woo, let's go, boys. Raiders gold. I appreciate
Thank
you guys.
You, sir.
Hey, we're going to talk tomorrow morning. I might be sitting on a plane, but I look forward to that time, too. I will prepare my draft.
Awesome.
Good.
We will discuss. Thank you, Sean.
All right.
Sean.
Love you guys.
You too.
Best call right there. Thank you, Sean.
That was good. Sean Henry joining the show, the CEO of the Nashville Predators.
What plane's he talking about? Where's he going?
He's probably going with the team to Vancouver. So, there you go.
Okay.
He's
a good utility
guy.
Player.
He is a good utility player.
Brunette looks down the bench like, who can we play?
Ah,
Henry, get in there.
We'll have more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hey, join Nashville Super Speedway and the City of Lebanon for Speedway on the Square this Saturday, April 20th from 1 to 6 in downtown Lebanon. You can see Big Joe from 1 to 3. Stop by and bring the family for a day filled with inflatables, face painting, balloon art, live music, and a ticket giveaway to the Ally 400 NASCAR Cup Series race at 3:30. So looking forward to that coming up this Saturday.
Raymond and Franklin. Can't wait till the draft is over. Every show is like Groundhog Day. Love
Look,
it, man.
I get it. I know. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm ready to talk about a football team. I'm ready to talk about, like, okay, so I I did something yesterday. I was looking at the Titans roster because I wanted something. I forgot what I was looking for. But I looked through the whole thing that the roster currently constructed, and I just go, damn, that's a bad football team.
Yeah, it really is. That's like a 3-win team you got right there looking at you.
I mean, I know it's incomplete, but it's just like, you know, they're good players.
Yeah.
But you still – it just puts in perspective how many holes they truly have to fill.
All the work that Callahan's got going for them. Yeah. That's why I really like the defensive coordinator because it's attack, attack. And guys like to attack. No football player wants to sit back – and analyze and react. I mean, just act. Just attack the football, and that's what I like about this. I want to go back real quick to the 2013 draft. You know, we're looking at all the high praise for these players that are coming in. And I'll never forget, that's the Chance Wormack draft, right? And it's like, well, you know, he pancaked Notre Dame and just all the tangibles. And you just knew when he got here, it just – there was something off, you know, and it just – And that was the thing with these Alabama players, like with Trent Richardson, with Eddie Lacy, with a few of them that get here. And I think with Chance Wormack, and this sounds really weird, right? But follow me on this. I think he came from a situation in Alabama where he was a god. And then
they never lost.
And then he comes here, and there's Bruce Matthews on his ass. There's Munchak. I mean, it was a whole nother level. Like, forget everything you learned in college. And he just seemed lost. That's why when I read all these great raving reviews about players, I'm like, you just don't know. You truly do not know what's going on. I talked to a guy one time that he lives here in town. He was with the Chargers in 98 when it came down to Peyton and Ryan Leaf. And you know, and that was a big thing with the Colts too as well. It's like, hey, and the Colts will tell you, we had Peyton Manning from the get. No, they didn't. It was like 52-48. I mean, it was still – up until the day before the draft, I mean, it was one of those things. And they were like, so the guy for the Chargers was like, look, we did our due diligence on Ryan Leaf, and it was great. And da-da. He was I'm glad he's great now.
He's fantastic to talk to.
Yes.
Because he's very open about.
Yep. He really looks like, hey, he blamed nobody but himself.
Yep.
Didn't blame you or me. But they were like, you know, we thought we had it. We thought we had this next quarterback who'd take us the next 10, 12, and he didn't. You know, and it is. So you just never know. I mean,
then they got Breeze and
Philip Rivers and then went on forever. So that's why, you know, Joe Alt sounds great, but until we see him in a football game in September, you'll never truly know what you got.
Yeah. So you bring up that draft, and, you know, you kind of started this off the Chance Wormack, you know, it was one of those guys was hyped up, but he just never panned out.
Right.
Like, he was, you know, he was a bust because he was a 10th overall selection.
He got a Super Bowl ring with the Eagles.
He did. The most overhyped player in that draft class for the Titans, and he might be on the list, like, overhyped and just colossal failure all time with the Titans.
Okay, with the Titans.
Yeah, with the Titans.
Okay.
Justin Hunter at 34.
Yeah, I think that was.
They traded up to get him. High second round, receiver out of Tennessee. He was terrible. He never, like, I don't even think he showed flashes of being good. Nope, he didn't. You know, and he ended up going from here to the Dolphins.
Was he the one that
the Bills Steelers?
Was he the one that? Who was it? Jefferson was the wide receivers coach that made him wear the just a guy on his
God,
jersey.
There was something along
the Jag.
Yeah. Yes,
was that Sean Jefferson? Is that who that was?
It might have been because Van was here at that time in high school.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Justin Hunter. Oh, what a disappointment!
He got two seasons with the Steelers. Went on that. All right, so Justin Hunter's story real quick, right? So Justin Hunter out of high school was fantastic, and he was going to go to Ohio State or Florida. And this is the rumor, is that Urban Meyer did not want him at Florida because, from a good source told me this, when Urban Meyer met Justin Hunter and shook his hand, Justin Hunter wouldn't look him in the face. And it really
– look, I've heard people say
that before. It drove Urban Meyer insane. And said, he's not going to be here. And so he ended up going to Tennessee and then from there to the NFL like that. But you remember, when he was at Tennessee, I mean, he was okay. But, you know, he had Cordarrelle Patterson was also on the team in 2012.
Yeah.
You know,
was he second-round pick okay?
No.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess.
And I think Rustin Webster made that pick because he was a Tennessee Vol.
Yeah.
He was not a second round pick. Was not. No. And I think sometimes, and they'll deny it. These teams will deny it all day long. Sometimes they take players early to satisfy a fan base. Like you know, remember what was it? God, who was it that? Vol fans wanted him to come here, and oh God, it was an early pick, and the Titans didn't do it. And then there's ones that they should take, like Trey Smith. Trey Smith should be a Tennessee Titan.
Yeah.
There's no excuse why Trey – sixth-round pick. Well, Juwan Jennings, seventh round.
Yeah. I mean, who are you talking about? I know that
it's killing
everybody
me, man.
Wanted – was offensive player?
Hooker was one last year.
Yeah, Hooker
People
was the
like,
one last
year. And Hooker, you should have got him, and he played at Tennessee. But there's one
well,
that
because everybody had themselves convinced that he was a first-round pick.
Right. I'll think about it, who it was. It's like they got to draft him because he went to Tennessee. No, they don't. You draft the best player that
who I know you're talking about. Because I think it was an offensive player. Alex from Nashville, you're talking about like an overhyped Des Fitzpatrick. That's true, but he was a fourth round pick, too. I mean, but that's the one that, and you don't know at the time that you could have had Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
You know,
that's going to kill you. Don't do that.
I know.
I had this talk with Paul the other day. We were going back and forth about, you know, they could have had Devin Hester instead of Lindell White. I mean, all things that go on like that, you just – it's like, oh, and, you know, Mahomes, what, 17? Did Mahomes go 17th?
No. 13th? He was like 10th.
Was he? I don't remember. But, you know.
What draft was that?
2017. And I was like – and somebody was like, well, they could have had –
they traded up.
Could have had Mahomes. No, they already had Mariota going into his third year. They were not getting a quarterback at that time.
He was 10th, yeah. They traded up. So you know what's funny about this? In the top 10 of that draft, there are two players that are not currently on a team, so technically not in the league. They are both wide receivers, and the Titans selected one of them.
Corey Davis?
Five.
Who's the other one?
Cincinnati's pick at number 9.
That's the problem with the combine.
John Ross.
It's all great. You can run a 4.2 when nobody's in front of you. Can you run a 4.2 when you're getting bumped at the line of scrimmage and the linebacker crushes you to come across the middle? No, you can't do that. Who was the first pick that year?
Myles Garrett.
Okay, second?
Mitch Trubisky.
Third?
Solomon Thomas.
Is he still in the league?
Yeah.
All right, fourth?
Leonard Fournette.
Okay.
And then Davis. Jamal Adams. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mike Williams at 7. Christian McCaffrey at 8, then John Ross, then Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah, what did you say Floyd said when he took – because Mahomes was good in college. He had a losing record. I mean, they were like 10-22 or something. What did Floyd tell you when he took him?
And he got a Super Bowl.
Amazing that you know that. I mean, just know that quarterback fits in the system with the guy.
He loved that pick for them.
It's good.
For that offense. So, yeah. That – wow, 2017, hard to believe. Because I remember – the Predators were already in the second round against St. Louis.
No.
Yes.
They had draft rolled around? Yeah, they had left for St. Louis already because I was basically left to in charge to make sure the draft show was good because Darren and Ryan were on the road.
Okay.
So, there you go. This draft history lesson brought to you by Kitchen Notes.
Yeah, on the Omni-National Hotel.
That's where we are today, 615-737-1025. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan. Today as Nashville Sounds take on the Omaha Storm Chasers at First Horizon Park. Pregame at 6:20, the first pitch at 6:35 with our man Jeff Hem. Coverage also available on 94.9 The Fan app, 94.9thefan.com, and Sounds Baseball is presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday. This week's Nashville's best deal is Prince's Hot Chicken, the original and iconic hot chicken joint. Get half off a $25 gift card now while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Now, that gift card is only good for the Tanger outlets in Antioch and inside Assembly Food Hall in downtown Nashville. So here's a question I have for you. As, you know, we're obviously, like, we're in that point where we're a week away from the draft.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, in that holding pattern. The Predators are about to start the playoffs, which will probably be, you know, this weekend or something like that. And so as we look ahead and to next week, it's going to be a lot going on. Going to be a lot of fun. When you think back, since they have been the Titans, is there a draft pick that nobody really talked about when it happened, but turned out in your mind to just be this game changer? Just like a guy that really should get a ton of accolades.
Yeah. And you'll be like, what? Javon Kearse. Nobody knew what he was going to do. Nobody. I was at that trailer in 1999 when they took Javon Kearse. And that was a big day where, you know, Ricky Williams had his the agent. It was, I forget, the rapper was going to be his agent. And, like, I want to ask for so much money. And that was all the talk of the draft that day. It's like, oh, my goodness, what these players – and then Kearse kept kind of falling. And I remember, I'll never forget the, like, well, where do you play him? Where do you play Javon Kearse?
Yeah, because he was a linebacker, right?
Yeah. Where do you play him? Nobody knew.
Which is not even an issue now.
No.
Like, think about that.
Right.
Like, that was 25 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was, like, a thing at the time. Like, well, no, he's a linebacker. He can't play it.
There's
be
no
a down lineman.
Yeah.
We're a 4-3 defense.
Like, and he had done good at Florida. I mean, he played great in the Florida-Tennessee game when they lost up in Knoxville in 98, but nobody knew.
Yeah.
I remember taking that, and Floyd was like, yeah, you know, he'll be coming in, and, you know, we'll try to figure out where to put him in, because he had Kenny Holmes they drafted in 97, and so it was already defensive end. So there's a lot of places where you're going to put him. But nobody knew the impact. And don't say you did, because you don't, the impact that Javon Kearse had.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Javon Kearse is not on that team in 99. They're 8-8.
Yeah. I'm going to agree.
I mean, that game against the Rams, when the Rams were 6-0 and rolled in here and Fred Miller had 6 false starts.
Right.
I mean, I usually maybe 3 false starts, but Kearse really took over. And I don't think we will ever see that again. You couldn't block him.
Yeah.
Nobody could block Javon Kearse. Nobody had the impact that he had. So, to me, that's one that stands out more than anything else.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm thinking kind of like, you know, deeper in the draft. You know, I mean, D-Mace is probably in this category. I mean, 4th-round pick, was a return guy, and then turns out to be the best receiver that the team's ever had.
But are you asking immediate impact?
No.
Or down the line?
I don't know. You can take it either way. I mean, the one I was going to say was Cortland Finnegan, because he was a 7th-round pick.
Well, let me tell you, Cortland Finnegan got help that year because Donnie Nicke was suspended.
Right.
And so they needed another. So if Donnie Nicke was not suspended, I'm not sure Cortland Finnegan makes his football team.
Yeah.
And
it's the what if.
Finnegan came in the first game against the Jets and harassed Chad Pennington. And you're right. I mean, you get the Derek Mason is a prime example. Give me an opportunity. Here's your opportunity.
Right.
What are you going to do with it? Well, hell, I'm going to do everything I can with it. More players need to understand that. That's why I enjoyed talking to Colton Dow a few weeks ago. It's like, give me the opportunity. Give it to me. A lot of guys think they should be given.
Yeah.
Just, you know, here's
just
your
hand
you know,
it to me. Yeah.
Yeah, hand it to me. Let me go from there. But Derek Mason's a prime example of Nobody knew what he was going to do. Nobody.
Was 06 a good draft for the Titans?
VY, Lindell, Finnegan. Who else is in that?
Steven Tulloch.
Yep, it's not bad.
Calvin Lowry.
Not bad. DB. He's the running back coach at MTSU now.
Is he really?
I think. Nice. Oh, he's. Well, I think he's running back. But yeah.
Turna Nandi. I don't remember him.
From don't tell me where. Maryland. Clemson.
Nope.
NC State.
Nope.
ACC school.
No, actually.
Where was he from?
Miami, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Dadgummit.
Jesse Mahalona was in that draft class. John Orr, Cortland Finnegan, Spencer Toon, and I don't know why I remember this guy. Because they took – you remember this? They took 2 7th-round picks back-to-back and both were out of Utah.
Quentin Ganther,
yeah.
Right? The running back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mahalona out of UT – I'd never seen a professional athlete cry on the practice field. Jim Washburn made Jesse Mahalona cry on the practice field. And I'll never forget talking to Jim Washburn afterwards, and Washburn gave the old thing of, if I didn't care, I wouldn't scream. And I was like,
oh, yeah. He, like, he was that guy.
Not yell, but scream. But that's not a bad one. But, you know, you go back to the 16 draft with John Robinson. I mean, Conklin, Byard, Derrick Henry. It's not. Yeah. I mean, Kevin Dodd is the one, is the dud of all that.
He's the dud. But Austin Johnson was like a good player. Yeah. Maybe not a second round pick.
There's in 14, there's a Titans player still playing that they drafted. Not for them, Daquan Jones.
Yep. Still he's the only one.
Yep.
The only one still playing for
them. It goes back that far then. So, yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing is that when you hit those later round guys like a Finnegan or Derek Mason, I mean, it just it means more, I think, just because those guys. You took a flyer on him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, boom, there they are.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and also celebrity birthdays here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 1025, 1063 The Game. It's like Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063 The Game. Tune in today as Vandy Baseball takes on Florida. Pregame at 6:15, first pitch at 6:30. Vanderbilt Baseball is brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountaintops.com. Chase Big Joe at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Appreciate them for having us today. Our bellies are full. Maybe. We might go back.
Yeah, right? Don't stop me now, pal.
We'll hopefully find out maybe later today when the Predators will start their series against Vancouver, a week away from the draft, all those things. But right now, it's our favorite. What day is it? And celebrity birthdays.
All right, gentlemen, today we have College Student Grief Awareness Day. That's something important. Get to Know Your Customers Day. So, you know, you guys both get to know your listeners every day. We also have International Amateur Radio Day. That's another one.
9 to 11 every day.
Yeah, every day.
We also have International Day for Monuments and Sites. I guess that, you know, includes national parks and all that.
Chase went to D.C. this last weekend.
I saw some monuments and some sites.
How was it?
Oh, it was great. You know, I hadn't been since sixth grade, so it was all in the same place, but you know, it was good. A lot of protests happening outside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep.
Interesting, interesting. Well, the next one we have here is International Pizza Cake Day. I'm just going to ignore the cake part, International Pizza Day. Let's see here. National Animal Crackers Day. You guys animal crackers fans?
I tried not to eat them because you can't just eat one.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're a good little snack to have every now and then. We
You're
have
a little
like
snack
now?
No, I mean, not right now.
Dr. Crane's a little snack to have.
Next one we have here on the list. I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah, just move on.
National High Five Day. That's another good one to have. We also have,
Dusty Baker.
This might apply to you, Joe. National Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Account Day.
Yeah. It's the other way around for her. She's the RN. I'm the loser.
And hey, Grandpa, you're going to have to help out soon.
Another job.
Last one we have is National Pinata Day.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. I like. We should do a human pinata and lift Stillman up.
He was in a dunk tank
and
last
just
week.
Beat him with a stick.
It's a little violent.
And then have Jolly Ranchers come out of his pockets. I'd do that. Can we get somebody to sponsor that? I'd love to do that. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You know how the game is played. Got to get them within two. First birthday today, let's talk about the Nashville Predators. Scott Hartnell. How old is Scotty Hartnell today?
Hartsy. Man. 44.
48.
42.
Okay.
That's just, I remember he was 20. Just odd.
I loved him. He was one of my favorites.
But did you love him? Did you really love him? No, he was good back in the day. And then was gone in 2007 with the big.
Then he came back.
He came back. Actor James Woods.
Ooh.
Ooh, piece of candy.
James Woods, I'm going to say like 73.
69.
77. Conan O'Brien.
Fantastic writer for The Simpsons.
Who should be on late night TV instead of these other boneheads.
He should have gotten a better shot at the Tonight Show. Conan O'Brien. Man, 61.
47.
61 exactly. Boom. Chaser's up 3.
Is he that old?
I know. That's why I had to think about it.
Maria Bello. Wasn't she in Coyote Ugly?
Yeah, she was on something else too.
ER.
ER, yeah.
57.
Chase up 4-0. This is good today. Somebody needs to get a butt kick in today, and we need that today. She lives here in Nashville. Actress Melissa Joan Hart. Wasn't she in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yeah, and Clarissa Explains It All. 45.
42. 48. Reality star Kourtney Kardashian.
Kourtney Kardashian is 38.
44.
45. Dr. Crane on the board. 4-1. Still time, Dr. Crane. America Ferrara, the actress. She's in Barbie.
Yeah. 28.
53. 40. God, you guys
really?
Are all over the place. Hey. No, I made it up. Yeah, she's 40. who else is here? Let's go down here. Roll through these real fast. Actor Eric Roberts, Julia Roberts' older brother.
67.
68.
Chaser's up 5-1. Well done. Oh, ventriloquist Jeff Dunham.
Just had him on the show.
A week ago today. Jeff Dunham.
62.
64.
62. Chaser's up 7-1. He's on a tear right now. the lead guitar player of Creed, Mark Tremonti.
56.
Mark Tremonti. Oh, I should know this. 44.
50. One more as we go out of here. Chaser, if you can set the record. If you get the dead on, you get the record. From Ghostbusters, Rick Moranis.
71.
Chaser ties the all-time record, 8-1. Ties his own record.
Yeah.
Well done, nice. Chase.
Thank you very much.
America's the people's game. They demand it as well. Many thanks to the Omni National Hotel for the hospitality. We love Todd Rodermill and the gang here as well. Hey, listen, as we close every show out every day to our guys out there, let you guys know that we love you. If you're struggling, please call on your cell phone, 988. Talk to somebody. You can talk to us. We're here for you. We want you guys to know every single show, every single day that you are tremendously loved. And our world is a better place because you are here. Please know that, and we love you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace coming up next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.